Delta. This is about the camel walk. In my hometown, where I used to stay, the name of the place is the Motor City. Down there, we don't talk. We all get together in any kind of weather, and we do the camel walk.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Reavers. And my mother's mustache did show up. Well, at least Joe did. What's going on, Joe?
Not too much. How's it going?
What's your full name, Joe?
Joe Saborin.
Joe Saborin, that's right. I was just, I'm on Facebook on my mother's mustache site messaging him. We're still waiting for you. And then I saw him in the window over here. So here he is.
Here I am.
What's up, Joe?
Not too much. Doing a lot of gigs. Some with the whole band, some just me. So unfortunately, the whole band couldn't move to Vermont with me. But
you're in Vermont now.
I'm in Vermont.
Burlington,
now.
Vermont.
Burlington, lovely city for music.
It sure is.
Yep.
It's just a lovely city all around.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. What's that? Church Street? Is that the
Church Street? Yeah. Big cobblestone street.
It's beautiful.
Street musicians and gorgeous restaurants.
Yeah, kind of like Quincy Market or something. I like it. You can tell us everywhere you're playing and whatever. Let's get into the music, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to do a new one. This is one that wrote over the summer that we've been playing. It's going to be on the new record. I've got an album coming out. We were talking about doing it for November, but it's now November and it's not done yet. So, sometime between Christmas and the end of the world. The album's called Down from the Door, and this is a tune called...
You forget the name of your song?
Happens all the time, man.
No.
Happens all the time.
Oh, no. And the problem is it's the chorus. Oh, it's called Travels in a Hat. Okay, cool.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
You're human.
I am human.
He just walked in the door, dude. I just put him right on the spot.
No worries.
Go for it. My mother's mustache.
I haven't been too many places, and I don't know who I am. I follow blindly in the wake of a weaker man, and I've picked myself up from the sand. I haven't sailed upon the ocean, searching coast to coast for things I've never found. And I won't write a book or wear the kinds of clothes that I don't fully understand. I don't know how it started or when, but I learned to take that first big step. So I will take it with me, and I will learn where it goes. That's one thing I know for certain. It travels in a hat. It travels in a hat. And I don't think I wrote about it, first or last, or even in between. And I'm not sure if I'm the father or the son, or if it's something that I dreamed. And I don't know how it started or when. I learned to take that first big step, so I will take it with me. And I will learn where it goes. That's one thing I know for certain. It travels in a hat. Travels in a hat. And one day I asked old man Winter, why were his winds blowing so cold? Shook my hand, told me not to be afraid of those seasons that I don't know. I don't know how it started or when, but I learned to take that first big step, so I will take it with me. And I will learn where it goes. That's one thing I know for certain. I will take it with me. I will learn where it goes. That's one thing I know for certain. It travels in a, travels in a hat.
Yeah.
Great you. Stuff, man. Great
thank
stuff.
You very much.
Man, just walked right in and did that. Impressive.
I knew we could. That's why
man,
I
oh
that's
man.
Why I
thank you.
That's why I put him in the hot seat. My mother's mustache. So what do you got going on, man?
Well, we tonight we're in Bellingham, Massachusetts, my hometown, at a little place called Rockin' Coal. It's a pizza joint. It is so much fun.
The other guy's going to be
here? Yeah, the other guy's going to be there. We're going to do big full band stuff. I've been on a funk kick, which means we're doing a ton of funk. A little bit of, you know, some of that old school Van Morrison-y Americana type of stuff. But
right.
Mostly just danceable stuff, you know. Going to have a good
sounds
time.
Sounds good. Yeah, they're going to be dancing. Is there a dance floor there?
There's not a dance floor, but it is the one club where I've had people dance to the most random songs. For a long time, I was doing an acoustic cover of Holy Diver by Dio. And this couple, they had to be made mostly of dust. They were so old, and they're just up there dancing to this acoustic cover of Holy Diver. It was amazing.
That is
so
great.
Oh, it's such a fun time, so...
I'm sure, yeah, that may not be a dance floor, but I'm sure they'll be dancing.
Oh, of course, of course.
Right on. What do you have for us next?
I'm going to do another new one. A bit of a slower tune. This one's called Follies.
All right.
Wrote it in the shower.
Silly little architect, did you know that all your buildings fall? But there you are with the builders, putting up one more useless wall. Your plans are all gone wild now. Stones are broken and cracked today. Well, years ago you stepped up. You built the whole darn city anyway. Feel the winds and feel the rain. Feel the ash upon your face. As the world comes caving in, and feel the ending of the day, feel the moment slip away, as the leaves begin to fall. Silly little Icarus, is Daedalus still crafting you your wings? Singing songs of freedom to you and all those other flatless things. A foolish little father, did you know that your boy was born to burn? The lessons taught in this way, toughest to lose and the hardest ones to learn. And feel the rain, feel the ash upon your face, as the world comes caving in. Feel the ending of the day, feel the moment slip away, as the leaves begin to fall. 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 As the leaves begin to fall.
Woo! Oh, thank you.
Great stuff, Joe.
I can grab my phone real quick.
Go for it. Want me to play a song?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. Well, his stuff sounds really good. What was the name of that one, Joe?
That's a tune called Follies.
Follies.
Follies, all right. Follies,
yeah. Right on. He's going to take a call. We'll play some, let's play some Crushed Out. And,
Oh, there you go.
And we'll, when we come back, we'll have Joe from My Mother's Mustache play us another one. Called Crushed Out. I saw them at the Plow and Stars. They're awesome. Just very much like Jack White. Very White Stripes-ish. I mean, there's a female drummer, and he plays guitar and sings.
At the Plow, that probably sounded awesome.
It was awesome. It was great. It was really, really good.
Nice.
But we're here with My Mother's Mustache. You got a call, and you took it because...
I got a call, and it was advantageous because I forgot to grab my phone, and I've got some lyrics to a tune on my phone that I wanted to do, so it was good. I got a text a couple weeks ago from a friend of mine who said, "Hey, you remember this kid we went to high school with?" I was like, "Yeah," and he goes, "Oh, he's dead."
Ugh.
Like, that's a terrible way to frame a conversation.
Right.
But this kid used to teach me so many cool tunes. We both had a study hall at the same time, so we just sit and play music together. And so I've been doing one of the songs that he taught me that I caught onto a completely different version of years later. I've listened to the Sarah Jarrah's version of it, and the other day a version by a band called Joshua Panda came up, and just like all these different versions of it have been hitting me. So this is a Tom Waits tune called Come On Up to the House.
He does the original.
He's the original. He wrote the tune.
Right.
But there are some really rad covers in every different style. Sarah Jaros has this really mellow version that's kind of like bluesy. Joshua Panda does it in like a Zydeco type of thing. The new Devil Makes 3 record has like a country two-step version of the tune. So So it's been covered a million times to Sunday, and you know
they spray in again the crop dusters.
What the heck? That came through pretty good.
Wow,
that sounds great though. So you have a version of it.
I have a version of it.
The Tom Waits style.
I do it similar, kind of a cross between a few different versions. But all
right. Right on. Go for it.
Right on, here we go.
Well, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. Come on up to the house. The only thing that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house. And all your crying won't do you no good. Come on up to the house. Come down off that cross, we can use the wood. Come on up to the house. You got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the house. There's no light in the tunnel, no irons in the fire. Come on up to the house. When you're singing the soprano in the drunk man's choir, come on up to the house. Well, ain't that life nasty, brutish and short? Come on up to the house. And those waves are so choppy you can't find a port. Come on up to the house. You got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the house. Well, there's nothing in the world that you can do. Come on up to the house. You've been whipped by the forces that are inside of you. Come on up to the house. And you're high on top of that mountain of woe. Come on up to the house. And you know you should surrender, but you can't let go. Come on up to the house. You got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. This world is not my home, but just a passing through. Come on up to the house. Oh, you got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. Up to the. You got to come on up to the house.
Woo! Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Love Tom Waits. Good,
good stuff. Cover that.
Fantastic. All right, so why don't you plug away everywhere you're going?
This tonight, and then tomorrow night, if you are in scenic Burlington, Vermont, I'm going to be at the Radio Bean at 7 p.m. It's going to be an awesome show. There's some great bands on the schedule that night, and I might have a special musical guest. I'm not sure. It depends on who's available. You know how it is.
Maybe I can make it.
Yeah. So if you have an instrument, come be my musical guest. No.
My instrument is right here. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Put your pants back on.
Yeah, the people at home. Go. It's right here, baby.
And then if you are in Boston, Like, we kind of vaguely are. I don't know how they do this whole neighborhood
thing. We are officially vaguely in Boston.
We're vaguely in Boston. Cool. So if you are near or vaguely in Boston, or actually in Boston, the whole band is going to be down at Hennessy's.
All right.
In Boston on Thursday night. Again, another 7 p.m. set. So if you are over the age of 65, you can be in by 8 o'clock, which is great.
Right.
Or if you're younger and you have homework, come on out. And then after that, I think the 11th, I'm at a place in Ashland, Mass. Called TJ's. The 18th, I'm at Bentwater Brewing. I cannot remember where that is for the life of me, but it's somewhere in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Look it up.
Look it up. Yeah, it's all on
Bentwater Brewing.
Bentwater Brewing. Apparently, they have things that are brewed. And then the day after Thanksgiving, we are in Attleboro, Mass., another nice close to our hometown. We're going to be doing a giant party at the Chieftain. They have great beer. They have great food. They've got a great band that night because it's us.
Right.
And then the following night, I'm at Toad.
Nice.
Yeah. Dude, we love playing Toad. That place
Toad's
is
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that there's no TV. That's the best.
They don't shut the TV off for you guys.
World Series. We don't do no stinking World Series.
Well, the first time we played at Toad, it was me and a percussionist on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right, of course.
At like 9:30 p.m. And yep. I'm like, oh, no one's going to be there. And there were like 30 people in the bar. And
not
no
everybody is a football fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, could have been me. I'm not a sports guy at all.
I'm not at all. And at some point, I said, does anybody know the score? And someone else said, no, none of us care.
Right.
That's great.
I love that.
That's
I love
great.
That you can talk to people when you play a Toad. Yeah. It's good. So, that's November. November's going to be a good time.
Awesome. And what was tonight again?
Tonight we're in Bellingham, Mass.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you play everything you wanted?
Yeah.
All right.
I played guitar, so that's good.
It was all great. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me so late in the program.
No problem. Yeah, just maybe give me a heads up next time.
Oh, yeah. Shoot your message or something like
that. Yeah, this was fine, but I didn't know. I'm like... There may be no band today, which, you know, Smitty and I were filling it up.
We're ready to vamp, man.
Oh, nice.
You're ready to vamp.
Couldn't get the radio station on, but I was driving, and I'm like, I hope 3 o'clock's okay. Well, I could have said something, but...
Well, the archives are up for 2 weeks, so you can listen to what you missed and yourself online, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, and if you enjoyed what I did, My Mother's Mustache on Facebook or mymothersmustache.com. I think I paid for it this month, so it should still work. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, man. Thanks, Joe. My Mother's Mustache on MFO. WMFO in Medford. I was saying to Joe from My Mother's Mustache, that was the Ramones, by the way, but I was saying to Joe, I'm like, I need a CD of yours so we can play your a song as you're leaving. And he actually did have one. I didn't know you had anything on CD, Joe. You have a live mic, you can say.
Oh, do I? Oh, lovely. Just taking a break over there.
No problem.
Yeah, we've got one album out. It's called Stories We Tell. We cut it all live down in Narragansett, so it's...
Well, I'll get this in the system. So exactly. Next time you're on, we'll sound more professional and have one of your songs, you know, to go out to.
Nice.
All right. We're going to play Figure It Out.
Figure It Out's a great tune.
Okay. My Mother's Mustache. Once again, thanks a lot, Joe. And we'll see you later, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thanks. MFO, My Mother's Mustache.
You, if it's wrong or if it's right, man. And I'm not teaching you if it's good or if it's bad. And I'm not shining a light into your closet. I'm not finding out if that's where your bones can hide. Man. I'm not teaching you what's wrong and what's right. You can't read all about it in the morning when you're gone. In the morning when you're gone. I'm not listening to your sad and hurtful stories.
to die. I'm not hiding out, waiting in the shadows. And I'll be singing loud while the sun is warm and bright. And you can figure it out for yourself, man. I'm not teaching you what's wrong and what's right. You can read all about it in the morning, in the morning when you're gone, in the morning when you're. Bright white flag yet. I'm not ready to sit and watch it die. I am stoking an ever-burning fire. Want to keep us warm when the daylight turns to night. Man, not teaching you what's wrong and what's right. Can't read all about it in the morning when you're gone. And I'm not teaching you what's wrong and what's right, man. You can't figure it out on your own. You can't read all about it in the morning when you're gone. In the morning when you're gone. In the morning when you're.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's time for Boston Groupie News Report. Marie's not here, so it will be me trying to do that. I should try. I should just have Smitty do it.
Your computer's too far away.
Bring your laptop next time, Smitty.
You know, if we do this again, I'll happily.
Next time, bring the laptop.
There you go.
Show Marie how it's done. She'll be pissed.
There you go.
What's today? The 5th? Yes. Tonight at Woods, it's Roy Sludge Trio. At the Midway, Real Kids, Classic Ruins, Andy California, Hambone Skinny. I was thinking of going to that one. That sounds great. At the Greek, Stray Bullets, Duck and Cover, Jumper, and the Off-Whites. We have at the Middle East, Up, Shonen Knife, Shepherdess. Oh, this is November 9th. November 9th, Wednesday. Shepherdess, Birth and Hips. That's upstairs, Middle East. 9th through 12th, the International Pop Overthrow. We talked all about that earlier. Here it says, Wednesday has Richie Parsons, among others.
Yep. How do you do? I'm others.
But Smitty's, you'll continue to tell us about that in a minute.
One more time after this.
And, November 10th, the goddamn Gallows Bound, Tiger Man, whoa, 10-foot Polecats, Middle East Up. November 10th, Thursday, Kevin William, American Beauties, Try, Ships Have Sailed, Susie Hatton Band, and Biltmore at PA's Lounge. Oh, that's the IPO thing too, right?
Sure is.
Yep. Sonics, November 10th, down in Rhode Island. I'm going to that.
Oh, Sonics.
Have tickets to that one. November 11th, Friday, Sprained Ankle, Stop Calling Me Frank, Spectacle, and the Johns. They're all at the Midway. November 11th, Friday, Mercury on Mars, the Hose, Psychic Dog, and the Digs at Club Boho at the Camtab. And Friday, IPO again, PAs, Kate Brennan, Dave Rave, and Haley Rose, Airport, Big Giant, Powderhouse, Wizard Farm, and the Downtowners. And, hey, all kinds of other stuff. For all that and more, go to BostonGroupieNews.com and check it out. What else do you have to say, Smitty?
Well, again, IPO Boston 2016, PA's Lounge, starting this Wednesday, November 9th, going all the way through to Saturday, November 12th. On the front end, you know, the first band I love to death, Trick Walls Trio, followed by Hello Susie, and I've got to give a little bit more love to the Low Sparks, Kevin Condon, Mike Scotty, Ohan Hedgian, Jose Downs, and special guest Jonathan LeMaster, and then myself on drums. We're going on at 8:15 on Wednesday. It really is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to play some classics. And then, of course, at the end of the week, we've got Fire King with a group of just amazing bands. You know, Brian, thank you so much for having me on. Really, this never gets old, and I really, really appreciate it. I don't know how much time we have, but if we're going to go into a special song that is not even available, so you can request it here if you want, but I haven't even finished mixing it yet. But Tim Carey at the Tavern at the End of the World stole this song from my Facebook page and put it on his jukebox. So I figured if it's good enough for Tim Carey...
It's on the jukebox, it's on the Tavern at the End of the World.
That's right. So if
that
you want to hear
fantastic.
It again, you can go there.
I love this song. I got a sneak peek at it.
So it all came out of, you know, I was telling Brian that I'm a big fan of the original Planet of the Apes, saw it when it first came out. Yeah,
I am too. Yeah, I don't remember this part though. Go ahead.
So they have a section near the end where they've captured Charlton Heston, and he's tied up on the beach with his girlfriend.
I mean, of course I remember the part, but
that's right.
This little detail.
And Cornelius, the doctor scientist ape, he gets the scroll.
The chimpanzee.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
It's a big difference.
No, it is a big difference. And he starts reading off this scroll that explains why humans had to be captured and put into submission, because they were the Beast Man, and they have this whole litany of reasons that, you know, what the Beast Man did. And after, you know, literally watching this thing, I can't, you know, dozens, you know, not hundreds, but a lot of times, the scene comes up, and I'm like, beware the Beast Man.
And that's what it said in it, beware the Beast Man. Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a song. And so, you know, give me a computer, and this is the damage I did.
Okay, thank you,
Smitty. Guy so nice, he named it twice.
Right on.
Does man marvel at the universe, that glorious paradox who sent me to the stars to make war against his brother, keep his neighbor's children starving?
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much. Smitty. Oh, what are you, asleep over there?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, what?
Thank you, My Mother's Mustache, Greg Prevost. Thank you to all our listeners, of course. Great show, everyone. That was actually, that last song was actually Greg Prevost's old band, Chesterfield Kings, sounding a lot like the Stones, of course.
Love that band.
Yes. So his new one, Universal Vagrant, will be out soon. Great album. And, who do we have next week? I don't know. What else do we need to say, anyways, Smitty?
Just thank you again, Brian. I really, I beyond appreciate you having me come in here. And let's please do it again.
Right. I just want to see who we have next week. I usually have Marie looking this stuff up, but she's not here. Next show, November 10th. No, that's not it. Oh, next week, Principal Diagonal. Thank you. Until then, see ya.
Bye-bye.
The love you take is equal.